Everybody, y'all come on in. Is the special regain call, and we'll be doing it once a month, and we'll be talking all things about how do you get off of regain, how do you get restarted, where's the best place to start. If you're carrying drama, I'll coach you around your drama. So what I would love to do is for this call is use the Q&A. So if you have questions, you can absolutely just put it into the Q&A. If you want to get coaching, you can always just raise the hand and we can get started. So I'm going to call on Lucy first. I'm going to promote Coach Lisa second. There we go. Kind of do it in reverse order. All right, Lucy, you're going to be first. I had a cat for, oh my gosh, Lucy lived to be, she's like 16 or something like that. She was an old little toot, but she passed away a couple of years ago, but her name was Lucy. She was the best cat. We always talk about, like, you know how you, like, you have animals your entire life? She was literally the number one. Like, she was the one. I loved her. All right, Lucy, you're a little fuzzy.
I am way fuzzy. I wonder what's going on with that.
I don't know. Can you wipe your camera, Liz, to see if it's just, there you go. You came into focus. You're fine. You came into focus.
Okay.
It must have just took
okay.
your phone. It's fine. All
awesome.
Right. So what's your question on?
Well, I felt like you were talking right to me during your Facebook Live when you said you join, you go through the four basics, things are going really great. You don't think you need to do all of the extras, and then life happens. So
yes.
life happened. We've gotten through all of the life happenings and everything is smoothed out. And there's no reason I shouldn't be right back to doing what I was doing before. But
No. There's mistake number one. This is going to be important for all regainers. Please write this down. When you start again, you do not go from where you are right now to right back to what you were doing at the height of success. That'd be like an NBA player saying, that'd be like Michael Jordan saying, well, I mean, I was the best of all time. I know I've been retired for like 30 years, but I'm shocked that when I showed up for the first game, I'm not just nailing it like I was back then. You're out of practice. You've forgotten some stuff. You're a different mindset now. You should not be starting. You should, like, everybody, it is the most cock-blocking thought ever to think that I am supposed to go back to the way I was doing it. The way you were doing it didn't work. You skipped over thought work. You skipped over the extras. So we don't want to go back to that version.
Okay, that's fair.
Well, seriously, think about it. Do you want to go back to the version you were so that the next time life happens, you got to regain and lose it again?
No, not at all.
Exactly. So, like, it's so awful for us to think. Like, I just want you to think about how much of an unfair position you're putting yourself in to say that simply because life is done, that I should be able to go back to doing exactly what I was doing when I was on a roll. I should be able to pick up right there. Because you're not able to do it, are you?
No. And I've tried different things. I've talked to accountability groups and partners, and I just can't seem to get my footing.
Okay. So tell me in your brain right now, like, don't tell me what you think I want to hear. I want to hear what your legit, like, honest brain is thinking. When I say, we're just going to start like today, in your mind, what do you think is supposed to happen today? Like, you should be doing what?
I should be getting my water and my sleep. I should be only eating when I'm hungry. I should be easily stopping at enough. It should be okay to choose better and best foods more often than good foods. It should just be easy.
Okay. And why do you think it should, like, in your mind, like, legit, knowing that you have, like, let me ask you this. When it comes to your regain, are you super understanding about it, or are you ashamed of it? Or where are you with it?
I'm angry about it and disappointed in myself.
Okay. So usually when someone's angry and disappointed, let's say you go to work. Do you have a job?
Yes.
You go to work tomorrow and you're pissed and you're angry and disappointed in people. Is it real easy to do your job?
No.
No. So when we have an expectation that all of this should be easy, but we're harboring resentment and anger and disappointment, that again is like, here I am once again putting myself in a very tough situation. Here I am having expectations of myself that will always get like, there's no way I can meet my own expectations of all these things should be happening and they should just be clicking and they should be clicking right now because I decide. Although when you were losing weight, you weren't angry and disappointed.
No, I was excited and thrilled because it was working.
Right. So we're probably not going to go to excited and thrilled. And you weren't excited and thrilled all the time.
No, probably not. It's been a minute, though, so I don't exactly remember.
I bet you just weren't overthinking it.
Quite probably, yeah.
If I had to guess what most people are doing when they're in the active phase, if they're losing their weight, they were excited and motivated when they weighed in and saw results, but day to day, they were just doing it. They weren't making a lot of drama around it. They didn't have a lot of like you probably weren't thinking every single day, this should just be easy. Stopping at enough should be easy. You probably never thought that. You probably focused on it, realized when it wasn't easy, and did it and whatnot. So
Probably.
let me say this. We can do one of two things. We can work on anger and resentment and figure out how to move past that. And that's one way to go. And if once you get past that part, it is a lot easier to do your basics. But I promise you that stopping at enough will not be easy for a while. Not because it's not hard, but because you haven't been doing it for a while. And so anytime you have to restart something that you haven't done a while, it takes a little bit before it gets easy again. But you've got to drop the idea right now. Like when I asked you, it was kind of a trick question. What do you think is supposed to be happening? I should be stopping at enough easily. It's like, no, you should be actually having a really hard time stopping at enough because you're used to not doing that right now. In fact, you should have to be, every time you stop at enough, it should feel hard because you've been doing it a different way. You should be understanding why it's hard for you right now.
That's the hard part. I don't, it's, I'm not understanding with
Okay.
myself.
Then this is one of the things that I'm glad that resonated with you, is that when you lose weight this time, you have got to do the pieces where you actually are understanding with yourself because skipping over it the first time has now bit you in the ass now. Because when we didn't learn how to do it understandingly the first time, all we did was we probably told ourselves what to do. And because we didn't have a lot of life going on, we didn't have to be understanding.
True.
We could get away with being a little bit of a jerk to ourselves because we didn't have anger and resentment on top of it.
Yeah.
And so now it's like, oh shit, now I got all this anger and resentment and because I'm sitting there pissed at myself all the time, then when I don't stop it enough, when it's easy, guess what? I'm angry and resentful at myself again. I haven't learned how to be understanding yet.
So
Okay.
how does that happen? How do I do that?
Well, first of all, you got to do that dreaded crap called thought work.
Okay. I mean, I have a hard time, and it's not because I don't want to. I think it's just not something I ever learned. I have a hard time digging in and finding what is there.
But how much have you tried? If you skipped it the first time, you don't know if you have a hard time. You've decided it's going to be hard for you because no one learns how to do this ever. They literally just put this into schools like 7 years ago. No one of our age learned this.
Right.
We're now grown ass women. You know what we do when we don't know how to do something when we're women? We go learn it.
Figure it out.
What do you do for your job?
I'm a compliance manager for residential real estate.
Oh, okay. So you do something that we all learn at 5 years old.
No.
Oh, so at some point in your grown ass woman life, you went out and figured out, well, how do you, like, what is all this compliance shit? Like, how do you do this? And how do you manage a residence place? I'm gonna guess with your job that if you could learn that, thought work is pretty fucking easy. It's just answering questions honestly. That's all
Maybe
it is.
I'm still hiding from something in myself. I don't know.
Yeah, well, okay. But here's the good news. I have coached probably 10,000 women at this point, at least. If you count also written coaching, it's probably, I couldn't even guess, 50, 60, 70,000. Not one time has anybody uncovered anything deep down that they were like, I'm going to need to go get like a psychiatrist. I must be really fucked up in the head.
That's fair.
We do not find deep shit. I have never had anyone be like, oh my God, I just figured out that I was like, taken advantage of as a child. Not one time.
No.
Okay. So the first thing I'm going to want you to do is if you're having a hard time stopping at enough, if you go to the journals and the resources, I want you to use the journal prompts for the overeating.
Okay.
All it is it gives you a daily question and they're not hard to answer.
I've done it before.
Okay, good. And then you just take your answers and anything that you're like, I'm not sure I'm doing it right, where do you think you should take them?
Ask coaches.
Yes, we take it to ask coaches. And that because you pay us to figure that shit out for you.
Okay.
All right. So we're gonna do that. So that's one thing. Because if you don't figure out the why right now it's not easy for me to stop it enough, you can't lose your weight. Like that's gonna be the one thing we got to figure out.
Yeah,
So when
that's
I
the
get
one big block of habit tracker stuff that is just consistently not where it needs to be.
So what we can do right now, I'm gonna give you the option. You can work on anger and resentment, or we can work on stopping at enough. If you want to work on it, if you feel like you're not going to be able to let it go, and when I say let it go, I don't mean never think it ever again or never feel it. Letting it go means I have just made a decision right now with Corinne that there is no amount of anger and resentment that I'm ever going to be able to feel about my regain that's going to help me lose weight. So if it's not going to help me lose weight, then if I'm doing it, I need to tell myself, get over it, bitch. We're done with this part. Or
That
you can be nice to
feels okay.
yourself. For me, I always like to tell myself, get over it, bitch. But if you don't like that, because some people don't like talking to themselves that way, if that doesn't resonate with you, then you can just say, I love you too much to let you keep hurting this way.
No,
It is
that
just
doesn't resonate.
on. Okay. So some of you who are on this call, that might resonate more. I love you too much to let you keep talking to yourself this way. Or I love our future self too much to deny her dreams and goals. So I will not talk to you this way anymore. And you just have to kind of keep cutting it off at the pass. That is the easiest, fastest way to get rid of anger and resentment is to every time it tries to come up, you just kind of highlight, this is useless. It's not worth my time and energy. I am more focused on figuring out how am I going to lose my weight. And you don't say my regain. You stop calling it your regain. We stop making it more special than it is. It's like, welcome to the party. Every single person who's ever lost all their weight has regains at points. And the good thing is if you can lose it once, you can always lose it again. You already have the habits. You already know the things. You've done the hardest part, which is learning how to do it. Like you know how to stop it enough. Right now, the problem is that it's hard for you to stop. It's not that you don't know how. You already know all the basics. You don't have to go watch all the videos and be like, I've never heard of basics. I don't even know what a hunger signal is. What are you talking about, Corinne? All of that newness stuff, you're light years ahead. So anybody that stays in the mindset of I'm starting over, you can't start from ground zero ever again. I'm sorry. I wish they'd be like saying, I'm going to rebirth myself. I can't be a newborn ever again. I've already grown up. That
Right.
ship has sailed. So we don't get to say starting over. We don't like you have got to turn down the volume of contempt, disgust, seething, resentment, anger, and piss that you have about a regain. And the best way to do it is we have to quit talking about it like it's special. It's not special. It just happened.
And I didn't even realize that I was that angry until you asked me and I said it out loud.
Why are you angry at it?
Because it's another spoke in the wheel of you can't get it done.
No, it's a regain. It's actually not a spoke in the wheel of not being able to do it. It's a normal part of losing weight for good. It's not proof that you can't lose weight. It just means this is part of your journey, just like everybody else's. And until you quit whining about it, you're going to stay in it.
Time to pull on my big girl panties.
Yeah, but I want you to think about this. Like you're using a regain as proof that you can't get your weight loss done. And I think the regain is proof that when you lost the weight, you didn't do your thought work. So that when life happened, you had to take care of yourself. You didn't have another way. If you never learned how to deal with your emotions while you were losing weight, then when life actually threw something real at you and you didn't have a way to deal with your emotions other than food, well, thank God you used food. Otherwise, whatever you faced in life might have killed you,
There.
took you under, or had you do things that you would really regret. There's worse things in the world that ever happened. Like, I don't need you to tell me what happened in your life, but I want you to just picture your scenario. If you hadn't had food to deal with it, what would you have been doing?
I don't even know.
Probably nothing good.
Probably
Because
not.
if you couldn't cope, if you didn't have something to take the pressure off and stuff, either you would have buckled mentally. Or if you didn't have anything to cope, you might not have been able to take care of the thing or the people that needed you the most.
True.
And I need all of you to see that because I coach a lot of y'all who do regains, like when you're taking care of, like, let's say an elderly parent or something. And I'm not saying that we have to eat through that stuff, but if you didn't do your thought work, if you didn't lose your weight doing everything that, like, I include the emotional eating piece in there for a really good reason. Not because I just enjoy it. It's there for a purpose. And if you skip it, then you set yourself up to risk the regains later because all of us are going to have hard times in life. And so I watch a lot of people who are like, you know, taking care of an elderly parent or a spouse who's got cancer or something. And if you weren't emotionally eating, you might not have had the energy to care for them.
Fortunately, mine was not quite that dire, but it was my own thing, so.
So you've got to, like, I need you to decide because this is really important. Sometimes we need to see that a regain had purpose in order for us to be able to compassionately get restarted.
Oh.
And then sometimes we need to move on. We don't need that peace. And here's how you'll know is if you feel like you're not going to be able to let that go, if you're just going to try to keep losing weight from disappointment in yourself and anger, if you don't think you can't do that, we've got to work through it because it won't work. My goal is never to teach anyone how to stop at enough when eating past enough is what's shielding you from being so angry and so upset with yourself that your life is miserable. Otherwise, if we take away stopping at enough right now, we're also taking away the only relief you're getting from you. But if you think you can just let it go, like there's times when I'm doing coaching with my coach where I'm like, no, I need to work through this. Like I'll say, Bev, I just can't let it go. I don't know why I can't let it go. And then we have to really work on it. Then other times she'll say something, I'm like, no, I'm just ready to be done with that part. I am ready for the next part. I tell her, I promise you, I will not, like, not too long ago, this is like about a year ago, I was in a really shitty like work mindset, and I was just blaming people left and right, and I was just scared of stuff. And so the way I was reacting was I was just blame, 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 blame. And she said, we can really work on this fear you're having right now so that you can quit doing all the blaming, or you can take ownership right now that you're just afraid, and that you will not blame one single person anymore. Because after today, we're going to coach on whatever, and I'm not going to coach you on this anymore.
I'm not sure which way feels better at the moment. I feel like I'd like to just be done with the anger and disappointment and move forward and start getting some results. It doesn't feel not doable. It does feel a little challenging, but it's not something that I also feel like needs a deep dive because it's kind of obvious
When what is obvious when you say it's kind of obvious?
that a regain would be disappointing and make me angry. It kind of seems like a common feeling to have about the situation. So I don't know that it goes any deeper than that and really needs to be dealt with. I feel like I would benefit more from just putting that aside and moving forward.
Well, let's just do that. You could try it for a few weeks. And then what will happen is, like in 2 to 3 weeks, you'll either start sensing that the grip is loosening on that and you'll know you made the right choice. And if the grip kind of stays and you really are just like, you can't stop it, then that's when you can go to ask coach. You can come back next month, whatever. But that's when you can be like, okay, I really tried to let this go. There's something deeper going on. Like some reason I'm holding resentment against myself. I can't see that this was, that this regain was helpful in any way for me. I need help seeing that.
Okay.
Okay. So try that. And I would just say exactly what you just said. This is sometimes the best, medicine in the moment when we're having like those kind of feelings is just to just say to yourself, I know you're disappointed and I know you're angry with yourself. I hear you. We're working on it. And just telling yourself that's a normal feeling to have. Because right now, it's like you're feeling angry and disappointed, but it's the thoughts that you're just believing, like you shouldn't have done it. Like you're living in this idea of you shouldn't have done it. You shouldn't have done it. You know, blah, blah, blah. This is bad. That's another spoke in your wheel instead of having the conversation of like, I hear you. You're angry and you're disappointed. Like I've taken note and I'm working on it now.
That resonates.
Then let's try that. Now, tell me why stopping at enough is hard. Like, what is your, like you said, that's the one that's really glaring at me right now. So if you're going to start with your regain, that's exactly where I would start with most, the biggest problem in the room. So why do you like if you had like one like if you were going to say like one way that I'm not stopping at enough is this. This is the one that it feels like the hardest for me.
I have gotten used to the feeling of being full after eating, and when I don't have that, I feel like I need more.
So when you don't feel full,
And I'm not talking belt busting Thanksgiving type
doesn't
full.
matter. Like if you feel full, you can't lose weight.
Right.
And it can be Thanksgiving full or it can be a good meal full.
It might not even be as much as a good meal full, but it's still a feeling of it goes beyond the I'm no longer hungry, I've had enough, I'm satisfied. It's those three or four more bites that have me feeling the food in my system.
So if you don't feel that sense of fullness, so you already know that, like, one thing you can tell yourself is when it's time to stop is this is going to feel hard because I've gotten used to the feeling of fullness. And that's why it's going to feel hard. Now, if we're stopping outside of that reason, other than just it's my habit, I've conditioned myself to this sensation. If you don't have that sensation, what are you going to be left to feel?
I don't even know.
Well, just take a guess. Like, let's say that, like, for this next week.
A little sad that that's all I need.
And why would you be sad that that's all you need? Where would the sadness come?
Because I enjoyed it and it was good and that was
But that
enough.
didn't take away the enjoyment. Why would you be sad? Because the enjoyment's still there. No matter, like, if you're enjoying your food, I want all of you to think about this. If you're enjoying eating something, the joy doesn't stop when you stop eating. The joy stops when you stop thinking joyfully about what you ate. Joy doesn't come from food. It's just like, you ever been like just fucking really drunk and then woke up the next day and had a killer hangover?
Not in a long time, but yes, I can relate.
All right. So you remember, and it's been a minute for me too, but I could still remember some tequila drunks where I was like, ooh. You could put mashed potatoes and chicken livers in front of me. My favorite food of all time, especially if it has a side of fried okra. And in a hangover moment, joy would be the least of my thoughts. So joy can't come from food. Because in
Right.
that moment, I'm thinking, this sucks. I shouldn't have done that. I don't want this. If you make me eat it, I'm going to be sick. Because I'm
Right.
thinking about it different. So it's important for you to see that when you're eating it, that the joy is coming from you thinking joyfully about your meal. And if you stop, if you start thinking unjoyfully, like this sucks. I just want, like, it's unfair that I don't get to eat the rest of it, or whatever the thought is that comes after that. That's when we have to pay real close attention because we'll trick ourselves into thinking the joy is coming from the food. Because it would be real easy to stop, because I would bet you at some point, and you just tell me if this didn't happen when you were losing weight the last time. You ate a lot of food you liked and you stopped it enough. And the joy didn't go away. You are actually like, I just love that this damn program. I actually get to eat foods I like. And as long as I'm stopping it enough, I can lose weight.
Yeah, that's accurate. This week I went back and looked at the journals from 2.5 years ago, the planners, and what was I doing differently? And I can't see anything different in my food intake. I mean, obviously I'm eating more, but my types of foods and the things I was planning and stuff was the same.
It's just now that when you want to stop it enough, you're not doing it joyfully anymore. You're doing it pretty pitifully.
Yeah.
But we need to figure out, other than like if it's just simply, I've gotten used to eating this much.
I really think it is. I'm an empty nester. I don't have kids waiting to be put to bed. I don't have any major work responsibilities after dinner. I hang out with my husband and watch TV till bedtime. There's really, I mean, I don't have the this is my relaxing thing. I've got plenty of that. So I really do believe it's more habit that is for some reason hard to break right now.
Well, it's not for some reason. Tell me the reason why it's hard to break right now. You know the reason, you just said it.
Because it's hard.
No.
Then I missed what I said.
Because you're used to feeling full now instead of feeling like you've had enough. So that's one thing. And then the second thing is when you stop eating, you don't think joyfully about it. You're just letting yourself feel sad that it's over. And we need to figure out like if it's just the like there's usually a reason why we're sad.
I can't even begin to guess. There should not be a reason to be sad that it's over, except that it tasted good and I liked it.
So then, if that's all it is, then here's what I will have you do. If that's all it really is, then this will be a real easy habit to break. You will stop eating at enough. You will notice you're feeling sad, and you will tell yourself, what am I thinking that makes this sad? Because I also could be very proud of myself in this moment. I also could tell myself, man, I'm the luckiest woman on the face of the earth who gets to eat foods she actually enjoys, stop it enough, and lose weight. You could tell yourself, man, I should like maybe I should try feeling really happy because I got to enjoy this meal. And stopping here doesn't take the joy away from the meal I just enjoyed. It just means I'm stopping eating. And if it's all that is, after a few days, you're right back in sync. The old habit, way of you were thinking and feeling at enough, is going to fire back up. The nice thing about our brain is when we've had a healthy habit in the past, it's just like a bad, like y'all, you know how you say bad habits come back real quick? They just seem to just restart like a light, like a fire. Okay. All habits, whether they're good or bad, are wired scientifically the same way in the brain. There's literally no difference between the way a brain lays down the wiring for any habit, good or bad. So if we believe a bad habit can come back fast, guess what we can believe about a good habit?
And it should be able to come back fast too.
It comes back equally as fast. So either we're wrong about how long a bad habit takes to actually restart, and so it might take a little longer, or we're absolutely right. It's like, yeah, ha habits fire up and they fire down. It just depends on how much you're using them.
Okay.
That's really the secret about habits, is like once you've formed a good habit, your brain is like fucking hoarders on steroids. It does not let go of things. It's like, I'm going to keep this good habit. I mean, I know you're doing this right now, but I'm going to keep this good habit because I think one day you're going to want to lose weight again. And I'm going to be prepared to start. Whenever you're ready, I'm ready. But I need you to show me you want it back. And right now, you're not showing you want it back.
Yeah, I think that's the bottom line.
Yeah.
I'm stuck in the anger and the disappointment instead of really focusing on getting the good habit back and pushing that aside.
Yeah, that good habit is just sitting in your brain right now, like saying, oh my God, will you please quit being angry about this? I want to come back. And I can't come back if you're angry.
That's fair.
Good habits don't like to play in the same sandbox as piss and vinegar. It's like, ooh, that sandbox looks more like a litter box. I'm not going over there. It's full of turds, and you're not even a good cat. You're not even covering them up. You're just letting them stink.
Okay.
Right, so starting today, We're going to stop it enough, and we're going to tell ourselves, hey, if it feels hard, it's because I know I'm just in the habit of eating those last three or four bites. And if I'm sad, do I really need to be sad? Or like, is the meal really over? Or did I just really enjoy a meal that's going to help me lose weight? Especially if I stop right now.
That last
Because we can
tagline.
Always say what?
The last tagline, especially if I stop right now, it was a great meal.
Yeah.
That hit.
Otherwise, what you could do is I could write you a really special diet that tastes like ass, but you would definitely lose weight on it.
Yeah.
And then you can be angry as much as you want, and you can be sad. Like, we can give you a really angry, sad diet if you really want one. So if the happy one doesn't work, you let me know and I'll write up something boring as fuck and tasteless.
Okay, that works.
Yeah. And she will never write in.
No.
She's like, I think I'm going to pass on that freebie, Corinne. But thank you anyway.
Exactly.
All right. Thank you, Lucy. You get after it, okay? You got to
right.
do Lucy, the name Lucy honor. Somebody's got a pit bull named Lucy. I had my cat named Lucy. It's a strong name. We got to protect it at all costs.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Carrie. Hey, if y'all will do me a favor, I will not answer these questions on this call, but one thing I'm getting ready to do is there's a few of our older courses that I'm wanting to redo and like kind of modernize based on a lot of the things I've been learning. If you will put questions about regains in the Q&A, and then Lisa, if you will copy and put them, just put them in a Slack to Yasmin, just say like, here were the regains questions so that I can start collecting them and know kind of what people are troubled with and like sticking points and all that kind of stuff. That would be really helpful, but I'm going to coach today. I'm not going to go through the Q&A and answer them, and Lisa will collect them. And then whatever Lisa can coach you on, she will. But if y'all want to do that, that would help speed up my process of research and stuff. It'll at least direct me to where I should go. Carrie. And I'm just going to close the Q&A so that I don't get tempted to talk to them about that stuff. But I stay focused on everybody. Hey.
Hi.
What do you want coaching on?
Well, regain, of course.
Yes.
It has been a year and a half of ups and downs, and this year has been the real struggle. Like, I was able to be consistent enough last year when everything hit the fan to stay, you know, just out of my range, but you know, I could bounce back down. Whereas mm-hmm. this year, for some reason, I haven't been able to pull her back in, and I've just been gaining. So
okay.
Took the Regain solution last week, and it was great. And I feel like I'm getting back on track, but I am, of course, worried about whether or not it's going to continue and if I can keep going the next time. Because like, what a lot of what's happening in my life isn't over, right? So it seems okay for now, and then the child comes to me with another problem that is something I never had to deal with, that I never thought I'd have to deal with as a parent. And the feelings of what the hell and how are we going to do this? Or how am I going to help? And the pressure is a lot. So I turned to food to cope, and I did all of the work. You know, I lost 150 pounds here, and it's just had these things in my life I've never had to deal with.
Yeah. So it's new. So we can understand why when you have new things you have to deal with that are especially are what we call blindsiding things. Like, mm-hmm. Like if you literally never thought you'd have to deal with something and it hits you in the face, what do you think is supposed to happen in that moment?
Well, exactly. And my husband and I went to like, so what it is like, First, my dad passed away last year. It was expected because he had pancreatic cancer. But I've never lost a parent before. I don't know how to deal with that, and helping my siblings, helping my mom, and all of those things. And then our child came out as trans. So that is the thing that is like, oh, okay, how? And of course, we know no one who's had to deal with this kind of thing. So we did go to a group to learn and do all of those things. So in some instances, you know, like logically what to do, but it's the emotional aspect of helping them navigate while also looking, I don't know how to say it, seeing them in a new light and knowing them better in some ways, but also feeling like you don't know them at all. So yeah.
So when you think about like losing your father and doing all of that, and then your child coming, like coming out as trans and all this other stuff, let's put all that as like, that's been my life. What are your thoughts about you in regard of that?
I hope that I can do good enough for her, like my daughter, so that our relationship is good. When it comes to, if you mean like me as in like a person, I don't know. It's like when I was losing all my weight, I was a very high priority. And now, like, I've slipped down that list again because I feel like I need to focus on everyone else more.
So you need to solve the problem, because this is, I think, important for regains. And I don't know that I've ever talked about it this way, but I'll talk about it this way. There are seasons in our life when we can be our own priority, and it's pretty easy to do it, and we can have a lot of success. We just have a pretty smooth road. And then there are other seasons in life where we have to learn how to either keep our weight off or lose weight when we are not going to be our number one priority. Because we don't choose to be our number one priority, which is okay. I don't think it's fair, and I hate toxic positivity when it's always like, you gotta take care of you first and foremost. If the world is burning down around me as I know it, which that's kind of what's happening in your life. It's not that it's bad that your kid's, trans. It's not bad that my kid just came out as gay and stuff like that. It's just, it feels like your world is burning down because the world, it just changed on a dime. Everything you thought is like, it's just like with when Logan got diagnosed with autism, like in one moment, my entire world changed. Every dream and hope and expectation, the way I thought things would go. All of it just kind of like that part had to kind of like die. And then I had to wait for the phoenix to rise from the ashes. Same thing was like, like he came out as gay. I don't have anything wrong with that, but like now I worry he loves to hang out at fucking Waffle Houses that are not in the nicest of neighborhoods. And he told me the other day that a bunch of guys started like saying not really nice things to him because we live in, redneck land. And so, like, I have like all these fears and worries that I just never thought I was going to have. So it's just when you think about weight loss, you have to think, I'm always going to be going through these seasons. And so now what we have to think about with your regain is I was able to lose my weight when I was my priority. And right now, my child is my priority. Like, there are these other things. And so now I've got to readjust to where I can still lose weight knowing I'm going to be worrying and readjusting and I'm going to be doing these things. So how do I do that? Now I've got to come up with that because I think what we do when we have a regain, it's just kind of like the last caller, it's very similar, is that we know how it worked the first time and we think we should just be able to go straight back to that. But that is not your life right now. You can't be number one. I mean, you can, but it sounds to me like you don't want to be number one right now. You really do want your child and figuring out your child to be number one. But that doesn't mean when something else is number one, that means you can't get on the list. So it takes thinking about all of it a little bit differently. So when I say all that, what comes up for you?
I 100% agree with you, of course. And I think that I'm getting better, like capturing the regain solution and looking at what I can do on a daily basis and making sure that I take time because, they're 17, they're in grade 12, and I don't have to get her up to school anymore. I don't have to do those kinds of things. Of course, like she misses the bus, but in general, I do have time in the morning if I try. Sometimes I think that the past, month or so, or more probably, I don't plan because I know that if I don't plan, I don't have to be accountable to myself. Because when I do plan, I'm on it. Because that's how I always have been through this whole journey. And so, it's just a matter of pushing myself enough to put it down on paper, and then I'll follow through.
You
It's
also could
hard.
make a deal with yourself that, well, tell me what you were going to say. Tell me
No,
what you
it's okay. Go. It's gone
hard,
now
but
anyway.
now, what were you going to say? It's hard.
It's sometimes hard to slow down enough, right? Because as women, it's like, okay, well, I can stop doing. I can do that later. I'm going to do this first. And if it's just little things like, oh, I should put the laundry on, or I should do this before I head to work, or I should do that, and then, oh, well, I got to leave for work now. Oh, well. I have an idea in my head what my plan would be,
Well, there's a couple of things I would say for this that might give you some flexibility, which is number one, is I would tell myself, I need to find the difference between when I'm pushing off planning because there is a legit priority in my life right now. You're like, doing the laundry has nothing to do with your child's crisis. So you can always say, or, like the crisis in your life. I don't know if you're treating it like a crisis, but it feels like a crisis. Like, oh my gosh, this is brand new. When I say crisis, I don't want y'all to think that like I'm shaming trans or whatever. It's more of when something big has changed, your brain treats things like it's the fire alarm is going off. And it's just like, I just want to get to the part where I believe everything's back to normal. I just want to get to the part where like we're all happy and well adjusted again and moving on. Whatever the new normal is, we
Which is,
always
yeah,
want our
exactly.
new normal. We want our certainty and stuff. So that's what I
That's
mean by
exactly.
crisis. So you have to get really good with your brain at saying, like, you know what? What I'm going to do is I know planning is really important to me. And on the days when we're a legit crisis, I want to honor that and know whether or not I should do a plan or not. But when it's not, I'm going to remind myself that I'm going to make my plan no matter what. I'm going to do that first, and then everything else gets done. If it's really like, it sounds like to me, your plan is very helpful. Like, once the plan is done, it's kind of like accountability kicks in and all these other things kick in. Now, the one thing you need to remind yourself, though, is this, because you kind of have what I call subterfuge going on in your brain, where it's like, well, if I don't make a plan, then I don't have to be accountable. And it's like, that's not true. You could make a plan for planning's sake. And then if you have a day where you absolutely don't want to follow it, you can always think through the reasons so you get to understand yourself better. Because when you remove the plan, it's not just I remove accountability to doing what's on my plan. I remove the accountability from myself to know why I wouldn't want to follow it. Why this day I'm in an emotional crisis. Because it's so much easier to eat through my emotions and have no plan to hold me accountable and never uncover what my needs are. To uncover what's bothering me so I get to feel better, so that I get to work through it. You need to remind yourself, if this plan is not about just being the whipping stick for me to be a good girl. This plan is here because there's going to be days when life is hard and I'm being hard on myself, or I have unrealistic expectations, or I'm worried about things I don't need to be worried about. Like, whatever comes up for me, that plan is there so that in the moments when I don't want to follow it, I get to say, oh my gosh, what's wrong? Because most days you want to follow this. And I would love to know, because even if we choose to eat, I don't want to dismiss anything you're thinking and feeling. I love you too much to ignore you, to ignore your wants and desires, to ignore your needs. But you got to be willing to love yourself enough to do that.
Yeah, I think that I know I don't need to ask myself those questions for at least for the past year because I know what's wrong. I know that I miss my dad. I know that just things are heavy. And like, so I don't, sometimes I just want to eat through it instead. And usually it's at night, but in the spirit of the regained solution, I have created myself a new nest at nighttime where I don't sit on the main floor, so I'm not near the kitchen. And it's working really good. But, yeah, it's just, oh goodness. I don't
But isn't
know.
it good though, like just to think about it, isn't it good to just in those moments when you're wanting to eat and stuff, to say, I just really miss my dad. So do I want to miss my dad? Do I want to cry? Do I want to do that? Or is it too heavy tonight? And if it's too heavy, then because I do this a lot. Now, this is kind of more into the maintenance mode, but I always feel like when you're in these situations, if I can mitigate regains as much as possible when I'm like in the heaviness, that's also winning. Like we always think that only losing is the win, but there's a lot of ways to win. And if I'm just like, no, I can't handle it and whatnot, then I can at least ask myself then, what is the, like with eating, what could I do that would make you feel better, but also not make you feel worse tomorrow?
Oh, 100%, because that's exactly what it comes down to when you're honest with, well, when I'm honest with myself, when I eat, I feel like crap. And it's not just mentally, it's physically. So because once I got to my goal weight and I was like in my range for a year and a half, when I go out of it, you feel it really, really hard. And I don't like that I've gotten to a point where I don't feel it as much. And that's I think but finally because I used to bounce up and down so much last year, I think that I was like, oh, I'll just bounce back. I'll just get back to the normal and I'll get bounce back. And like I always have been. And it was finally to the point where I was like, you know what? I'm not bouncing anymore. This is a real game and I need to deal with it. So it does feel good to face it. And that's why I posted online as a thank you for your course because I just love it. And your passion is so great. But, and I'm so grateful for it and for you and this program. But does feel good. It's just what I have noticed in the past couple months where I'll be good for good. I'll be on track for not track, whatever. Anyways, for 2 weeks ish, I'll lose 9 pounds, whatever, and then something else comes up and off I go again. Trying to the cupboard, right? Not so. I
Are
think
you
that's
doing
why I don't believe in myself anymore.
your discovery worksheets when you eat?
Off and on, not as often as I should be.
And why would you not do them?
I think that a lot of the time it was because maybe I was answering with things like, oh, I just wanted it, or like things that didn't seem to really get me anywhere.
Yeah. So let's learn from that we're going to do a discovery worksheet every time. And before you do one, I want you to do it with the intention of No surface answers. Like, you're just way beyond, I just want it. It's probably
Oh.
very rarely that we just want something because it tastes really good at our stage.
Yeah.
Like, and I will just say this for all of you, because I think usually if you're in a regain or whatever, you're kind of a little bit more seasoned to all of this. I know the difference when I really just want something and when I want something because it's emotional. Like the other day, we ordered my chicken livers and stuff. And I knew I really wanted, like I had a craving. I hadn't had them in a little bit. Like I hadn't had them in, like we had went to Vegas. So I said, well, I'm not going to have them this week because we'd been in Vegas and whatnot. And I just missed them. Literally just missed them. And so I was at the gym and I texted Chris and I said, I'm going to go to Wabash. I want to do my chicken liver night tonight. Because I really just want them, but like there was no, like it was just, I enjoy them and I gift them to me every now and then. Like I usually eat them once a week. And there was nothing emotional other than joy. And I knew it because here was the real reason why I knew it. It was at the gym. I haven't gotten something to go from someplace in forever. We order Uber Eats always. And so I walked into the restaurant, stood at the counter, like placed my order with my mouth, like carried it to the car. And I texted, I even took a selfie and I texted Chris and I was like, I feel like a pioneer woman that just went out and hunted and gathered. So, like, I say that funnily because sometimes for all of you do just want something. And that is not a bad thing. Food is desirable. It is like if you go to a Thanksgiving meal, of course you want things, right? So I think we have to sometimes just, cut through the seriousness of it all and just like, okay, maybe every now and then I do just want things. But when I'm in a season of really wanting to lose my regain and stuff, it's rare that I probably will just want something. It probably means I want it for a reason. And I just want to figure that out. And it makes it easier for me to figure things out when I have a good relationship with figuring things out. If I figure out the reason, I don't have to do anything about it right now. I don't have to solve it. I don't have to stop eating because now I know. I don't have to do any of that stuff. I always give myself like almost permission to just be in my knowing. And then that lets me kind of go a little bit deeper into understanding my needs. I always tell myself, Kryn, I just want to understand what you need so that if I'm ready to give it to you, I don't have to figure out your needs. I can just be like, here's the gift of like whatever it is you need. My coach does that with me a lot, where she just says, just for a couple of weeks, don't solve something. Just get to know what it is you want. But don't change anything else. And I swear to God, every time she does it, it never fails. Within 2 weeks, I have easily and naturally moved past it because just understanding my needs, it's almost like you land on a soft place. You're like, that's why you've been hurting. That you just needed you to listen to you. You didn't even need you to fix anything. You just wanted to be heard. So do your discovery worksheets
Okay, I will.
and
I'll
make
print them out
them,
right now and I'll get them ready.
yeah, and just make them easier on yourself and just say, I want to get like at this part of my life, I think a lot of this has to do with just grieving your father. Because like you talked about your kid just fine. You sound like y'all are doing okay with that. But when you talk about your dad, you immediately welled up.
100%. I mean, a little bit. I feel a little bit of grief, like you were saying, for like the child you thought you were going to have when they grew up, right? Like that sometimes can hit me pretty hard. More with them, the hard part is not knowing what I'm doing, not knowing how to help guide them because I didn't expect to have to. And of course, worrying about them being safe and the hate of the world and all of those normal parent things.
Yes.
Sometimes, like a lot of that, I feel stupid because I don't know how to answer these questions. I mean, I can look them up, but we find it, we make our way through. But I wish I was better for them. But
Right.
yeah, the
That's the
dad
part
thing is hard.
but I think that is the part that you can let go of. You're not supposed to be better. You are exactly where you're supposed to be, figuring this out. I don't care if your kid is trans or not. None of us are given manuals. I think that when, like, in your situation, you're like, yeah, but mine is now different. So mine's harder. And I think I was supposed to get a manual and I didn't, or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I coach just as many women who have just kids being themselves and they feel inept and they feel like they don't know what they're doing. And I just think when it comes to parenting, if it will help you, is like the parts, I want you to kind of maybe even journal on this. Here are the parts I'm very willing to be worried about right now that feels needed and warranted, like their safety. I can see, like, I just think that would be really normal, right? Judgment, all that kind of stuff. That would be very normal. In fact, I think it would be abnormal for you to just be like, oh no, they'll be fine. Or, you know, who cares what they say? We're all Teflon. I'll just teach them how to be, you know, whatever. What's not, I don't want to say it's not normal, but what is, I call unnecessary suffering for you is to sit and think you should know better, that you should have this figured out. It's like, no, you should not know a lot of stuff. And honor the part of you that's very willing to figure it out and to be proud of being a mother whose child is, you know, coming out in this, you know, being trans and whatnot, and be very proud that you are a parent who stands by them. And standing by them means going to support groups, talking to people about this, asking people who have journeyed this before you to figure out like some best steps and stuff. The unnecessary part of it is for you to think that you're going to snap your fingers and understand something. I mean, it's no different than if you decided to go suddenly to you wanted to be a surgeon and just be like, well, I'm pissed because I decided I wanted to be a surgeon and here we are 2 weeks later and I'm not doing surgery on brains yet and I don't really understand how to do it. It's like it's literally no different. It's a learning process. And on top, this is your child.
Yep.
So give yourself some credit. I think that'll go a long way. I think you're trying to give yourself credit, but almost kind of not.
Probably.
Let's try that and see what happens.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, the thing about my dad is you have to deal with your own feelings, but when you're close with your family, it's everyone else's feelings all the time. So it pulls you in, even when you don't want it to. And there's we have, there, I have five siblings, so there's a lot, and then my mom. But yeah, and again with that, even it's like, okay, you knew it was, we were really lucky. We got 18 months with him before he passed away, and you should hold on to that and not the sadness and those kinds of thoughts that aren't very full of grace. And
But those are not your thoughts, right? That's their thoughts.
I mean, I don't know if they're, I'm sure they're partially mine, I mean, in all the conversations, I'm sure mine came out there somewhere. But it's, I don't know. Grief is a thing I've never really had to deal with before, especially when it comes to, of course, your parent. But
So I'll leave you with this because you have got a lot going on. Like I could literally coach you on 1,000 things, which is normal. Everybody who has a lot going on in life, they have like, I mean, my coach every week, she's like, all right, we're gonna save that one for next week. We're gonna say, like, I can squirrel cage, like my squirrel cage is jack full of squirrels. And she just said, we'll save that one, we'll save that one. And we always focus on one thing. I would work on whatever's going on, like when you said, like you're kind of getting dragged into their feelings, like their feelings or your feelings or whatever. Work with the coaches on that and ask coaches because that's not a real thing. You can't be dragged into someone else's feelings unless you push yourself into it.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense.
You know, like you're. This is what I want you to start. Like, whenever you start feeling their feelings or whatever, I just want you to tell yourself, I'm giving myself permission to feel those feelings. I'm allowing myself to be in this situation. Because
Yeah,
a
I have
lot of the,
noticed.
go
Go
ahead.
ahead, sorry. I was gonna say, I have noticed that with certain siblings and conversations, I've just don't have them anymore.
Yeah,
I change the
that's.
subject or I talk to them less because it's too draining and I just don't have the capacity right now.
And that is a beautiful boundary. And that's what I want you to see. They couldn't drag you in. You made a decision to not be drug. You're like, nope, cutting the rope. Like, you know, when we have conversations, if I notice, I did that with my mom for a long time. I finally got to where now my mother literally can say all kinds of crazy shit. Because my mama's kind of depressing. And she, I always say, like, if I get a text from her, it's usually a death notice. I mean, but now I find it funny. I used to be so upset with that stuff. And then I worked on myself. But while I was working on myself, I would, like, if we were in a conversation and my mom was saying things that was triggering me, I got to know my triggers and I would get off the phone kindly. Like, it was always, you know, like, oh my gosh, so and so's calling me. I'm going to need to let you go. I'll call you back later. Like, I just had these like ways that I protected myself because I was like, if I'm getting triggered, that's on me. And I know how to protect me. That's how I got my power back. Like, I didn't need my mom to change and stuff. So I think what I want to show you is that you're kind of doing this intuitively, which is really good. But if you're ever feeling like you're getting drug in, you just have to kind of ask yourself, like, where did I give permission? Did I not say something I wanted to say? Did I not just get off the phone? Did I not just leave the room? Because most of the time, when you are protecting yourself, no one else knows you're doing it. It's kind of like, you know how like we secretly seethe and no one knows we're upset, or we secret eat because we do it when no one's looking. We can do the same thing with boundaries. We can have immaculate boundaries with all kinds of people in our life. We can know, because one thing about siblings and the parents, we know exactly what they're going to do and say. It's going to piss us off. We know exactly what they're going to do and say. That's going to set us off in whatever way it is. That is the nice thing about families. We know them too well.
Yes,
We don't
100%.
have to ever be surprised by them. They always going to say something shitty. They're always going to have some comment that's crazy. They're always going to like whatever. We have to get better at how we internalize it. And then we have to get better at the ways that we protect ourselves and stand up for ourselves. And sometimes standing up is no one else knows you're doing it but you. You're leaving the room. You're mentally leaving the conversation. And then sometimes we just have to let other people be upset and not fix it. It's not ours to fix. And that is hard for a lot of people
It
because
is
we
hard,
want
yeah.
to rescue people and stuff. And it's like sometimes we just have to say, like, this is the hard part of adulting. This person loves to think like this. This person probably enjoys food. Like, my mom is a consummate worrier. I never try to solve her worries anymore because I've just come to realize my mom would not be comfortable or feel safe if she wasn't worried. And the last thing I want my mom is sitting around afraid. So if worry gives her a sense of comfort and safety, even though it's not the best, I'd rather let her do it than to make her stop worrying because it aggravates me.
Totally makes sense.
Yeah. And that's just, so anyway, you've asked coaches though to kind of work through some of this family stuff. Like they are like some of them are trained in those what do you call them, family systems and stuff like that. And like we've got coaches trained in grief. Like our coaches, if I don't do anything, is to make sure them bitches are trained. You can ask Lisa, like we work on things. So feel free to take that stuff because to me, when it comes to regains, this is the stuff that gets us eating. Like, I will tell all of you, the easiest way to get off a regain is to just put your basics back into place today and stop making it dramatic.
And that's what I did for the past
Yeah.
week, and I lost weight. So, right away, right back in.
But what makes it hard to have your basics in place is when you're not addressing the reasons why you're not doing your basics. Okay. Thank
Thank
you.
you.
All righty, bye-bye. Lisa, if you need to go, you can. I just want to grab one more today since this is the first one. We're going to try to keep these to an hour, but I do want to get one more person. Okay, you're good. Thank you. Promote to panelists. Janice, sorry. I just promoted someone without even telling them who it was. Yeah, y'all would be surprised. We got people trained in all kinds of things. More stuff than y'all half the time even ask us.
Can you hear me?
I sure can, Janice. Can't see you, but I can hear you. Well, you muted yourself again. All right, now I can see you, but we got to get your mic back
Is that
on.
better?
Yeah, there you go. All
All
right.
right.
So, what do you need help
Hi.
with when it comes to your regain?
Well, let's see. I lost my weight. I wouldn't mind losing another 15 or 20 pounds. But anyways, I had lost 108, and then I started to creep up, as we sometimes do. But that wasn't so much the creep up that did it. I knew I lo lost my weight by just overeating good food and working like a maniac. Working out, at the gym all the time, lifting weights and all that. But I knew I can't sustain like that forever. I'm 67, almost 68. So I started attending your free classes because I was cheap. And I picked up some pointers. Then I went to the overeaters class that you had last week. And now I joined as a full-time member, and more to keep an eye. These things are new to me, this overeating, getting control of that. I managed to do really well last week, and I'm seeing big changes. So I'm very proud of myself when it comes to that. But it's new, so I could revert back very easily. So it's
Wait,
more,
let's stop right there.
yeah.
Just because it's new, it doesn't mean it's easy to revert back easily. So if
Okay.
I gave you a brand new car, brand spanking new, would it be easy for you to be like, you know what? I don't want that new car. I'm going to go drive my old one.
No.
I mean, who wants bells and whistles? Not me.
Exactly. Yep,
So I think
exactly.
we say these things and we don't even realize the way it subtly sabotages us. If we make it seem like it's really easy to go back to old habits,
Yeah.
then the first time you make a mistake, your brain blows it out of proportion. So, like, let's say that you have an overeat and it's simply because you're just not used to doing it yet. Your brain's gonna be like, see, it's easy for the old habits to come back. And then you feel like shit
Yeah.
instead of when we think about it just logically, it's like, I'm gonna have old habits and new habits, and I'm going to continue to work on the new habits. And when I see myself do an old habit, I'm going to make it easy to do the new habit next time because that's also just as possible. But we don't have those conversations. We talk about everything like it's a fucking albatross around our neck, and then we wonder why we have a hard time.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm very happy with what you teach. You know, the overeating was really big for me and the mindless eating. I went, you know, I do a lot of social events and play cards and all this stuff. And this, you know how that ton of food, all sweets and everything. But I've been, and usually I'm totally out of control, unconscious. I get unconscious with what I'm
Yeah.
doing, and I just eat, eat, eat. And I look around, I said, nobody else is doing this. What is the matter with me? You know what I mean? But I did go to three events last week, and I was able to be normal, you know, not, I was able not to deprive myself because then I get that. Fuck it, you know, all bets are off. But I was able to kind of control myself, you know, go for more the healthier thing if I could. But if I really wanted to taste, like, instead of the whole piece of apple pie, I had a quarter of it. And
Yeah.
I was able to leave it and not be aggravated because usually I am aggravated if I have to waste. I'm not good with that.
You'll get better at it. So just
Yeah.
over time, just remember, just comment to yourself, like, it's not that I'm not good at it, it's that I'm working on getting better at it. Like, just really,
Exactly.
like, pay attention to little things like that. But for like regain purposes and stuff, which this call's about, the thing that was different last week, and I just want you to remind yourself, is that when I pay attention and think, I make different decisions. When I don't pay attention, like, you just make whatever decisions you've always made. And that's always how things work.
Yeah.
So for a lot of you, when you're thinking about your regains, I want you guys to just pay attention to what you're doing. But more importantly, especially for the members that have been here a while, I want you to pay attention to the thinking you have around it. Because that is going to be the heart of all of it, is
Yeah.
paying attention to how am I thinking about this? Why am I wanting this? Let me understand it. Even if you're not, like, for some people, it's like, even if you're not ready to change it yet, a lot of times just paying attention and thinking about things. And when you're just doing it from a place of, like, I just want to get really good at paying attention, you naturally make better decisions. But sometimes we really want to pay attention so that we understand why we're making the decisions we're making. And then we can go to work on those, and then that will lead to better decisions. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All
Okay.
right.
I
Well,
will
welcome to
continue.
No BS.
Oh,
All
thank
right.
you. It's great to
Thank
be
you.
here. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
She had to have been from Boston or something, right? Cods. I love it. Like, she got a wicked tan. So maybe she's living in Florida now. That's where my mom lives. Okay. That is it for today. I do have to go. Chris is now drilling and he needs my help. We're building the sky for this room. So he needs my help with the drilling. But all of you, I'll be back next month. Again, if you have things that you would specifically love, like these things I would like in the program, or I would like addressed, if you use the blue question mark on the website and you will send it in, and you just say, just tell them, like, Kryn asked for regain stuff, send it there. If you put it in the Q&A today, Lisa got all of it for you. So don't worry about having to resubmit those. Then the other thing that you can do too is please, 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 please do not forget, we already have a regain course. I will be redoing it, but it is really good and helpful for a lot of people. And the second part of that is, I think sometimes when you've been here a while and you're working on a regain, it's almost like you feel like you can't go to ask coaches. You can. Take the reasons why you are currently eating to them. That is what they're there for. Don't forget that you can use that as a resource too in between. All right. We'll see y'all next month. Bye, y'all.